Hello, my name is Gabe Knuth, and today's article is titled Virtual User Environment Manager, the free UEM solution from Virtual Solutions. Back in June, Pierre Marmignon of Virtual Solutions and CitrixTools.net released the first version of his free Virtual User Environment Manager tool, or VUEM. You may remember the news from late March when, just as he was set to release VUEM, RES Software intervened by taking legal action on Pierre's employer, Ovisys. Ovisys is a RES software partner, and even though Pierre built VUEM as a personal project, RES was concerned that the tool might interfere with their partnership. The community charged to Pierre's defense after a month or so, and RES and Overlap, which is the parent company of Ovisys, came to an agreement that allowed Pierre to release VUEM. Currently, VUEM is available for free with an option for paid support, which retails for $9 per user and with volume discounts. The free version is unrestricted, except that those that paid for software receive new versions a few months earlier than users that don't pay for support. There are some free community-driven support options available, though, for people that don't pay for support. And to see those, you can go to Virtual Solutions website. The VUEM architecture is relatively simple. Admins make changes via the VUEM admin console, which stores all configuration information in a SQL database. On the client side, one of two agents, a service that works with the GUI client and can refresh settings via the user interface, and a command line client that can be run manually or via login script, either of those, they connect to the SQL server to get their configuration information. And a small ADM template needs to be imported into Group Policy, which contains the database connection information that the agents use. VUEM was made for virtual desktops in SPC or VDI, but it also works just fine with traditional desktops. Both agent packages require the .NET framework, and the agent service requires SQL Compact Edition 3.5 SP2. And finally, the minimum supported operating system for the agent is Windows XP for desktops and Windows 2003 Server for servers. The admin console can run from anywhere, and the setup process configures the database for you. So all you do is point it to your database server, and it takes care of the rest. You need to have the SQL database obviously running ahead of time, and SQL Express does work just fine. Launching the admin console presents you with a screen that you can see if you go to brianmadden.com and read this article. Otherwise, I see a shortcoming in these podcasts. Basically, you're presented with all of the options, which are applications, which allows you to configure shortcuts, icons, start menu location, things like that, auto-starting applications. You have a printer's action. These are all called actions. A printer's action that allows you to map network printers. A drive's action that allows you to map network drives or virtual drives to locations on the local machine. Another one allows you to create and set registry entries, the same for environment variables. There's a ports action that allows you to map COM and LPT ports if you happen to still use those. An any files action that allows you to create and edit any files or INI files. External tasks allows you to launch any external process with timing and things like that. There's a folders and files action that allows you to perform folder operations, copying things around, or files, same thing. A user DSN action that allows you to create SQL-only user DSNs, so nothing beyond SQL at this point. And a file associations action, which allows you to manage file type associations on the endpoints. The first steps when you set up VUEM are to configure the things that you want to manage and select the users that will have all these applied. After that, you need to connect to the configuration, or you need to connect the configurations to the users using what VUEM calls filters and action assignments. These two aspects are what make VUEM more than just a handy tool and turn it into a powerful management solution. By default, VUEM has an always true filter when assigned to the users via the actions assignment section, and it will pass every configured action onto the users. You can create other filters, though, that can be used later to apply settings only to users or devices that conform to certain characteristics. Those characteristics include things like computer name, client name, IP address, client IP address, Active Directory site, scheduling. I'm not even going to say all of these things. ZenApp version, ZenApp farm name, OS platform type, which basically allows you to choose if a different set of configurations if a user is using an x86 machine versus x64, as server-based computing resource type, so whether or not they're using a desktop or a published application, they can receive different settings. Connection state, whether they're online or offline. There's a ton of these different characteristics that you can configure based off of. My test rule was to configure a drive mapping, and then I also created a ZenApp farm name rule that said that anytime I logged into a specific ZenApp farm, I had this specific drive mapped. And I have to say that I don't think that the process to create and assign the actions and filters to users is very intuitive. It's not hard to see how granular the control is for the administrators. I'm not quite sure how to better execute it at this point, so it's not very good criticism. Although I guess once you get your filter rules and conditions figured out, then the process probably isn't that complex. But I do wonder, though, if and maybe this is a way to make it a little bit more intuitive. Maybe there's a way to have two ways to assign the actions, a simple way that works, that just works, and an advanced way where we can make use of all the capabilities that are built in. Aside from the user environment settings, Pierre has also built in some system utilities. These utilities run all the time on the client, and because they require the VUEM agent service on the endpoint, let me rephrase that. These utilities, they run all the time on the client, and because of that, they require the VUEM agent service on the endpoint. So you can't just, it relies on that background service running all the time. The utilities that are available are a fast log off, which basically disconnects the session as soon as the user clicks log off rather than after the log off event is finished processing. The session is still closed out gracefully on the server side, but the user just doesn't have to wait for it. To them, it just looks like it went away. There's a CPU management utility, and this is even called entry-level CPU management. It allows the admin to knock the priority of a process down when it spikes over a certain threshold. The admin can configure the CPU percentage threshold, how long it has to be at that percentage before knocking the priority down, and then how long to wait before raising the priority back to normal. And you can configure it to exclude certain processes. Memory management is next, and it optimizes the amount of working set memory consumed by idle processes that have been idle for a configurable amount of time, up to 3 hours. And the last utility is process management, which is essentially a blacklist for processes. The agent service that's running on the client or on the endpoint watches for process execution, and if it sees one of the blacklisted processes start, it terminates it automatically and notifies the user. VUEM itself has dozens of configuration options that I just can't get into here. But essentially, if it can be configured, Pierre has exposed it via the management console. You can change things like whether or not the endpoint should process application actions or printer actions or things like that. And it really just makes it that much more streamlined, and that it makes the agent execute that much more faster since it knows it doesn't have to even try to find printer information, so to speak. All in all, I love the fact that this tool exists and is free for anyone to use. Anyone who pays for support is helping Pierre expand the product, though. The fast log off and CPU management, memory management, and process management features, those are all new since the first time I saw the product. And Pierre's hope really is to use the money that VUEM makes to hire a developer to work full-time on the project. And yeah, you heard that right. There is not a full-time developer making this product. It was done entirely in Pierre's spare time, and man, that just makes it that much more impressive. So thank you, Pierre, for making this tool and for making it available to everyone. Pierre runs the VirtuAll network of sites, so that is citrixtools.net, which a lot of you maybe have heard of. Pierre is kind of famous in the community for making useful tools for everyone. This is by far the biggest that he's ever done. He also runs VirtuAll, that's VirtuAll, virtuall-solutions.com, and, of course, virtualdesktops.info, which is where you can download VUEM and try it for yourself. So thanks for listening. This is the first in a long time, the first podcast in a long time. So hopefully we can keep this going. Don't look for them all the time yet, but we're just kind of getting our process worked out. And I thought this was a good time to try it out.